Are flocking to Iraq's holy city of Karbala to celebrate the third of the Islamic lunar month of Sha'ban that marks the birth of the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is the grandson of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad. 50 years into the passing of Prophet Muhammad, corrupt tyrants were ruling over the Muslims in Saudi Arabia. The despot ruler of that time and second Umayyad Caliph Yazid ibn Muawiyah had demanded that Imam Hussein pay him allegiance to lend credibility to his illegitimate and oppressive rule. The Imam's response was clear: I will never give my hand of allegiance in humiliation, nor will I flee like a slave.
We are from Lebanon, from south of Lebanon. We came here to said to Imam Hussein and to Abu al-Fadl Abbas that we are with you. We take from Imam Hussein how to fight Israel.
Imam Hussein then decided to move himself and his family to Mecca, hoping that Yazid would respect the holiest city in Islam. Yazid ordered a battalion of his army to intercept Imam Hussein's caravan and to forcibly divert it to the desert of Karbala. Once in Karbala, Imam Hussein and 72 of his family and companions, many of whom women and children, were pitted against Yazid's army of tens of thousands. Despite being vastly outnumbered, the Imam continued to resist. He was mercilessly killed alongside his companions, and those who survived were taken captive by Yazid's army.
It has been re-established by him by sacrificing his whole family in the way of Allah and in the way of Islam. So he has saved Islam.
Today, over 1,400 years later, Imam Hussein is still idolized as a 7th century revolutionary figure by millions who flock to Karbala each year to celebrate the life and mourn the tragic death of the brave Imam. Visitors flock to Iraq's holy city of Karbala annually to renew their vow of allegiance to the third Shia Imam. Imam Hussein bin Ali, who stand against the tyrant of his time, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, has not only been a turning point in the history of Islam, but has also earned him a legacy which has stood the test of time. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Karbala.